Supporters of a change from the age-old charter government to a county constitution cried foul as flyers and robocalls told voters a yes vote would close schools and take away services to the elderly. Campaign director Pete Hall said it was the first of some 20 voting issues he's worked on in which donors seemed afraid to give.
We were very underfunded, and I think that was because people were very concerned with taking an open stance.
The successful counter campaign may have long-lasting effects. Co-chair of the bipartisan panel that researched and drew the suggested changes, Carol Souter, now believes a modernizing of Clay County government won't be possible for decades.
I think this is dead for a very long time.
Clay County Election Commission said 16% of eligible voters cast ballots. 63% said no to adopting a constitution. Dan Verbeck, KCUR News.